Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Because we're siblings, right?
If they're bickering at breakfast, it can literally ruin our day.
We're getting started on sibling rivalry here. Bring her on. Yeah, come on.
Come on down, Sarah. Yeah.
It's the hardest part, I think, of parenting right now is dealing with the bickering, because it just really gets your back up.
Any play fighting, wrestling, rough and tumble is really good for them, and it's a really good like bonding experience.
That's why I try and tell you about us, but you don't want to rough and tumble. Do you wish you had a girl?
Do you know, I've never been asked that question.
So if I see you at Lakeside next week...
You say, get that kid to bed.
Yeah.
I often say to them, like, when mummy and daddy are gone,
we're
going to have each other. So you've got to love each other. And they're just like, whatever, mum. Hi, guys. I'm Emily.
And I'm Matt.
And welcome back to our podcast, What They Don't Tell You.
But We Will.
That's right. And for those of you who don't know us, we have been together for 20 years. We have 3 children together. And on this podcast, we talk about the lessons that we've learned throughout our parenting journey and the lessons that we're still learning as well. So we discuss things that we wish we'd known and also a few things that we've actually got right.
Yeah,
we think we've got right.
Yeah, we like to think we've got it right.
That's it, yeah. And today, we're actually going to be talking about sibling rivalry and sibling dynamics. We have 3 boys who are currently 8 years old, 11 years old, and 14 years old. And 3 can be a tricky number. And
I just thought combined, they're 33 years of age.
What a random fact. Yeah. But they are. They're
We've got 33 years experience of...
Collectively.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they are definitely getting big. And I feel like, you know, from birth to now, we have been through like a lot of different stages of siblings.
Yeah.
And the sort of trying to make them be really good friends. Like, I feel like we've done a few things to actually get them to bond well.
Yeah.
So on today's podcast, we're going to talk about all of that, all things to do with siblings.
A few stories along the way.
Yeah.
Some funny moments.
Mm-hmm. Bickering.
Yeah, some not so funny moments.
Yeah.
Bit of reality.
Yeah, but then also some really lovely things about having siblings.
Yeah. Because we're siblings, right? Not me and you.
I hope not.
Something we haven't told you.
I don't think the kids would be as...
This podcast has just turned.
Oh my God. We are not siblings. No, but we have siblings.
Yeah.
I have an older sister.
What we didn't tell you.
Oh my gosh, this is taking a weird turn.
No.
I have a big sister.
Yeah.
And you've got a big sister.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we've got a few stories about that as well.
Yeah, we'll go into that.
Mm-hmm.
We obviously have 3 boys, so the dynamics are different from what we've both grown up with.
Yes.
Completely.
Yeah, very.
It's pretty special.
Yeah, it's a lot of fighting.
So we're going to actually break it down. It's going to be our main focus, really.
Mm-hmm.
First part will be the bickering, the arguing. And how we deal with it or don't deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll talk about the showdowns, the actual fights.
Yeah.
Best bit. And then we'll finish up with the bonding and the sweet moments. Mm-hmm. Try and think of some.
Oh, no, there's so many. Don't say that. I love it.
No, I'm joking.
I actually get a lot of comments on my YouTube channel like, oh, the boys play so well together. They always look so... Obviously, there's a lot of editing, guys. I do edit some stuff out. Yeah. Do edit the shoving out and stuff.
Most of it.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, should we start with the bickering?
Yep, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, because at the moment they're at the stage where they can't walk past each other without shoving or fighting.
It's just annoying each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. It's really nice to be around sometimes.
Yeah.
You can't wait to see them. And then like within half an hour, you're like, I can't believe I was looking forward to this.
Yeah. It seems, I mean, maybe it's a dynamic of three as well. But at the moment, it seems that the younger two are really going at it. Like they're really arguing a lot. And I think sometimes it does change, but at the moment, it's those two fighting.
It's the hardest part, I think, of parenting right now is dealing with the bickering, because it just really gets your back up, your own children. If I see other people's kids fighting, I kind of enjoy it.
You don't mind. this is entertaining.
Yeah, exactly. I think, haha, it's not just me kind of thing. Obviously, not if they're hurting each other. But with your own, them winding each other up winds you up. And like you think, hold on, I mean, I need to not show me losing it about them fighting, because it sort of defeats the point.
Like your whole day.
Yeah.
If they are bickering.
And it doesn't ruin theirs.
No, if they're bickering at breakfast, then bickering.
They need to stop bickering at breakfast. Stop bickering at your food.
If they're bickering at breakfast, it can literally ruin our day.
Yeah.
Because then it just sets you off. No, but one good thing is studies have shown that if you bicker with a sibling, but if you have siblings, you're much better when you're older at dealing with difficult people.
That's what we always say to kids, even not just for each other, the bickering, if they've got a difficult teacher or they're a difficult friend, we just say like, this is actually a good thing, because you're going to learn how to deal with difficult people. Is such a nice way of being putting them.
Well, it's like trying to spin it and think of it as a positive thing, because then when they're in the workplace and someone's difficult or doesn't want to do something, they've already got all these skills on how to get what they want, how to
I dealt with my brother.
Yeah, I manipulated my brother at 8 years old, so I can do this. This is not that hard.
Yeah.
So that's one positive thing. Another thing that gives me hope as well is that the younger two are always fighting, but there was a thing at school, wasn't there?
Yeah.
Where Jackson had like an altercation in the playground.
Altercation.
And then I got called up at the gate. That's like the worst thing, when the teacher goes, oh, Mrs. Norris, can I have a word? I was like, yes. And she said, oh, you know, Jackson had this situation in the playground with someone else, but he went and got his brother for support.
He must have been desperate.
I was like, sorry, what? The brother that he's always killing and fighting with.
Yeah.
He went and then got him to help him out, and Caleb actually helped him out.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, so they obviously are, you know, doing whatever at home, outside of the house,
when it comes to it, they've obviously got each other's back if they need to.
Yeah, so hold on a minute. I can punch and wind up my brother, but you can't.
But you can't. That is quite a sibling thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, sorry, no, you can't say that about my sibling.
I can say it,
but you can't. Yeah, I can say it, but you can't say it. How dare you? Who do you think you are?
Yeah, exactly.
So hopefully they're going to be there for each other.
Mm-hmm. But you and your sister are close, aren't you?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
We've had our moments.
Yeah.
mostly because of me, looking back.
Really?
But, well, no, obviously you wind each other up, don't you? But
yeah,
I've done some things in my time.
Yeah. You've got to tell them about the dart story.
No, I'm not going to tell
It's them. Such a good story.
Okay.
We actually tell our boys about it quite often.
Yeah, and they're after a dartboard at the moment. And this is something that just always goes through my head now whenever I see darts, and probably more than anything through my sister's head or foot. Yeah, but that wasn't out of hate. That was me. That was me showing off. So when I was I was actually grown up. I was like 17, 18.
Oh my God.
maybe 16. Mm. 16, 17. And I had a dartboard in my bedroom. This is why I'm funny about where we're going to put one for Fraser, like a real dartboard. Mm-hmm. And I had a dartboard by my door to my bedroom, and was playing darts with a friend. And my sister came to the door to ask us something. And I was actually quite good at darts. And I trusted myself to throw a dart near her.
But purposely tried to miss, right?
I was meant to be throwing it near her foot on the floor, onto the carpet, trying to be funny, thinking I could probably get it within like 20 centimetres, 10 centimetres, just to make her jump or move out of the way. Which obviously looking back was a really stupid thing to do. And I got her foot.
You went through her foot?
I went through her toe.
The dart went through her toe?
Yeah, pierced her toe. Went in one side and out the other.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That is just horrendous.
But then if I hadn't done it, I wouldn't have this story to tell on your podcast 25 years later. And that was my thinking at the time.
I think your sister would prefer having not.
So she had to get a tetanus jab and whatnot. It was, it obviously at the time, we laugh about it now. And within a couple of weeks, I was laughing about it with my friends. Mm. And it was like the talk of the, we didn't have WhatsApp then. So it was like, we actually spoke about it in person.
What did your mum do? Because I think if the boys did that to each other, I don't know what I would say.
Do you know what? I don't actually remember. Because I don't think my mum reacted, because I actually knew how bad I felt. I felt stupid. And rightly so. It was one of those things, mid-air, I regretted it. As soon as I'd thrown the dart, though I didn't know it was going to go in, I was like, what am I doing? Mm-hmm. And then obviously...
Yeah, your mum was probably like, he's punishing himself here.
Yeah. So it's one of those, like, you know, when you get the silent treatment from your parents, like, you know you've done wrong. You're punishing yourself for it.
Yeah.
So sorry to my sister.
Yeah.
I'll probably apologise at the time, but then it's just been this joke ever since. And she's a little bit of a lightweight. Obviously, anyone would be offended and hurt from a dart going through their toe.
Yeah.
But obviously, even that.
No, but I do think, like, because it's your sibling, you're harder on her. There was another thing. She fell over at V Festival and, like, broke her leg, didn't she? But you didn't think it was broken. Is that right? When she sent a picture, you were like, oh, poor you. And then it actually
But then someone, it's boy cried wolf, and someone's always getting hurt. And so, like, we're getting started on sibling rivalry here. Bring her on. Yeah, come on.
Come on down, Sarah.
I have a story about bickering with my sister. There was quite a few. But one that sticks out in my head was my sister was obsessed with Take That, the boy band. Mm. Hopefully people can remember them.
Yeah, I think there's a lot
of heard
people.
Of them. Maybe your audience, they're probably like at the concerts too, right? And being a teenage boy, I made out that I didn't like them as well because it wasn't cool. Mm. So I really didn't like Take That because she did.
Yeah.
Even though their music was really good. And do you know what I mean? Obviously, the handsome boys, there would be a bit of jealousy there as well.
Yeah.
And she just used to love playing the video, like the VHS on the TV. And we had one TV and we'd have to take it in turns almost to watch videos. I'd watch my football saves of the year or something, goal of the month, whatever. Mm. And then she'd watch her Take That videos. But I always had a problem with what volume she played the video on. So I'm sure everyone's had it in your house, like what volume you allowed it on. And like she'd be having it at number 20 out of 30. Yeah. And I thought it should have been on number 5 or 6, you know what I mean? And it's like this fight for the remote.
Yeah.
And that's when things used to get physical.
Oh, really?
And then
even if you're a boy and a girl, like, doesn't matter. No, that makes me feel better because I always think, oh, it's the three boys. But if you fought as well.
Our kids are nothing compared to what I think back. But then we've still got the teenage years to come, I guess. But I probably wasn't a teenager when I did this. But then I ran away because we'd had this big argument and I literally just ran down the side of the house. And obviously then I was upset that no one would come and look for me. But because my mum probably knew I was just down the side of the house.
Ridiculous.
But I used to always pretend, not always actually, she did do a couple of times, but then once I realised how much trouble she got in for kicking me in the private parts, I just used to make out.
But she was kicking you in the private parts all the time?
Yeah, yeah.
She kicked me in the nuts?
Yeah.
And she didn't?
Yeah. Basically, sorry.
Sorry.
That's the thing you do with siblings though, right?
Yeah. You work out as well, like what gets to your parents, don't you?
Yeah, and that was a big no-no. Do you know what I mean? It's like you can't, you can do, you know what I mean? You can fight, but you can't kick him there.
Yeah. See, me and my sister really didn't fight.
No.
Like, but I think in a way I'm lucky that like me and my sister are so very different that we weren't really,
probably
we weren't competing over.
Yeah.
Like I wasn't bothered. She wanted to be reading the most books and I wanted to be wearing, I don't know. We were just so different. We weren't sisters that like fought over clothes,
yeah.
fought over the phone. She never wanted the phone. I had the phone. You know,
always
like
on the phone. Yeah,
yeah. So like we didn't have this like competitiveness to us. It was just like, oh, yeah, that's so your nice thing.
I see what you mean, because if you're quite similar, because Jackson and Caleb, I mean, to be fair, all the three boys are pretty
football
similar.
Like that, like, you know, football, they all want to, you know,
compete.
Yeah. Yeah. Like in that kind of thing. Whereas I think, you know, like we still had our things. Like when we got home from school, she'd always watch Star Trek.
Yeah.
I don't know if you had it in this country, but it was thing. But it was on, and you know, it was in the days where it was only going to be on at like 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
And you can't like watch catch up or anything back then. Yeah. So it'd be like she was desperate to watch Star Trek and I would hate it so much. We had like the one TV and I would just like suffer it.
Grin and bear
it. But I remember when I was really little, she used to say, well, I'm the oldest. So when you're the oldest, you can choose.
And you fell for
and
it.
And I was like, oh, okay, when I'm the oldest. Like my mum tells that story.
How's that going?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, great.
She's still got the TV remote.
Yeah.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But one tip I would say that we did when the boys were little, especially, is they would always fight over toys. We'd have like 500 different toys. Yeah. But if one had the sword, then that was it. They all wanted it. So when they would fight over toys, the best way to like stop that was to just take the toy away.
Yeah, hide it that night.
Yeah, we just give a warning and say like, okay, if you can't share,
yep,
you know, 5 minutes and then 5 minutes, it's going. And they quickly learn like,
Eva, you've got
we're
to share,
just going to take
but
it away.
But then you also learn that, yeah, when it's gone, they soon forget anyway, don't they? Like, it's so easy to think.
It's ridiculous.
I set reminders on my phone. Obviously not now, they're grown up, but I used to set reminders, be like, remember to hide whatever, because it just causes too much drama.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But then that is a good tip, because then as well, now they're older.
Yeah.
Like, we actually recently, we have more than one TV, but we have one where they can game on.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was telling someone about how they keep fighting when they were gaming, and in the end, you know, sometimes you let them do things because you think it's going to make your life easier.
Yeah.
Like, you think letting them game will give you a bit of a break, but actually
brings out the worst in them, right?
It was causing so many problems. Yeah. We just stopped it. We were just like, okay, if you can't play that game together nicely, then
that
that's
game.
It. It's
we
gone.
Can name the game.
Yeah.
Fortnite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it got to the stage where Fraser was old enough to have it.
Yeah.
And then they would play it because Fraser would play it, and they just so weren't ready for it.
But I think if you wait until they are old enough, so our kids don't have Fortnite, right?
No.
We probably went through, how long did we let them have it for? Like,
well, it was like when Fraser was 13.
Yeah, where he had friends around, and then obviously the younger ones saw the friends playing it and they wanted to play it. Whereas Fraser, we'd been really strict that he couldn't have something
seven
that was for his age group.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we'd said no, no, no. And then obviously got to the age and he could finally have it. And I think they probably put those age caps on them because by the time they get to that age, he didn't want to play it.
Bothered,
so he doesn't play it. And then the other two wanted to play it because they had a little taste of it. And I think when they're that bit younger, it's that more addictive.
Mm.
And they've not had it now for like a year maybe.
Yeah.
And it's the best thing we ever did.
Yeah.
And we're not perfect parents. And I know a lot of parents let their children have it, but I just hear the same stories and like it just brings out the worst in them. And when they are old enough, we are going to let them have it. But I do feel like
they'll be over it.
The ship has passed.
Yeah. Yeah, it got to the point where we were like breaking up so many fights, like not physical fights, just them arguing.
Just the anger.
And the sound of them arguing. And then when they'd stop playing, they'd be in a terrible mood for the rest of the day. And I was like, sorry, this isn't making anyone's life easier.
No, we're it's letting you have something that you're begging us for.
And it's making everything worse.
Yeah.
So we had to just take it away.
Cold turkey, wasn't it? We literally just took it away. And they did, to be fair, they probably asked for it for like a week, not even that.
Yeah, oh no, they're
they got
over.
Over it.
They know now.
Yeah.
Like, not to bother asking.
And like, if they go to someone's house and they've got it there, we don't stop them having it. We don't say you can't do it, but then it's like a novelty. But it's not like they're desperate to go and friends that have got it. For us, I think it's just so much better they don't have it.
Yeah, and I think for some kids, they don't get that anger or act up, or they can have Fortnite. Like my best friend's son has it and he's fine.
Yeah.
But for us, I was like, hold on a minute. Who is the parent here?
Yeah.
We are. And this is damaging us and them.
Yeah.
So let's just take, oh, the child's won all these skins. They want to spend money. No, it's gone.
Yeah.
So yeah, we still sort of do that just take it away thing.
And that leads us on to our next topic.
Oh, yeah.
The showdowns.
Yes.
Because obviously gaming would have brought us showdowns.
Yes.
Because we are at that stage now where we kind of just let them have it a bit, don't we? We like...
Just leave them to it.
Yeah. Yeah, we sort of not given up, but it's like, do you know what? Sometimes you do need to have that argument. You do need to set, you need to work it out between the two of you.
Yeah, because there's only so much we can get involved.
Yeah, and we're saying the same thing every time. It's like, you know what we're going to say. So look, you work it out between you. And they either agree to disagree, they have a fight.
Yeah.
Obviously, would step in, but they've never fought like a proper fight.
Oh,
they've
never like punched each other in the face.
We know they wouldn't do that to each other. And they need to be given the no boundary, as it were, so for us to find that out as well. And they've never thrown punches.
Yeah.
They just get up in each other's face or physical, and
they just like kick
just dramatic.
Out. And but I think in the beginning for me, it was a bit of a shock because I'm from such a female household.
Yeah.
So I grew up with my sister, who's 2 years older, and my mum.
Yeah.
And that's it, really. At one point, I had some stepsisters, but really, it was just all female all the time.
Yeah.
And we didn't really fight like that. So when I had three boys and then they just start like laying into each other, and they love rough and tumble.
They like it with us, don't they? So it's not
Oh, they love it, especially like with you.
Yeah.
But I actually read the book. There's a book called Raising Boys by Steve Biddulph. I've talked about it before on my channel because especially when I found out I was having a third, I was like, I still don't really know what I'm doing. And I wanted to know as much as possible about boys.
Yeah.
And so I read this book, and in it, it said that any play fighting, wrestling, rough and tumble is really good for them. And it's a really good like bonding experience.
That's why I try and tell you about us, but you don't want to rough and tumble.
But then I started looking at it differently after reading that and thinking, oh, it actually just looks like one big cuddle on the floor.
Yeah, well,
like
often
they're just cuddling.
Well, often they do physically. They get physical with each other. But then the next second they're laughing because they're like, get off. And like, it's like, I do remember it as a child. And even now, like, even with them, it's nice to like grab them and like throw them around.
When...
You know what I mean? Like, come on, dad, let's wrestle. And basically it just means they just want to jump on you and cuddle you, really, and be tickled.
Yeah. But for boys, like physical activity like that is how they bond, whereas for girls we communicate face to face. And it still is the same when we're adults. You know, if I'm going to meet up with my friends, I'm going to go for coffee, sit across from them and bond with them through speaking. Whereas men, they really like to play golf, they like to play football.
They don't want to be front on, do they?
No, they don't like it.
No.
And that was, I don't even remember where I read that, but that's so interesting because if I ever have anything serious to talk to you about, it's probably better to do it on a walk.
Yeah.
So they say it's better to communicate with men or boys, like my sons as well, shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah.
Whereas women are face to face. And now that I know that, I'm like, oh, you can see it with the boys. Like they want to bond by playing football. They want to bond
something.
Or they go on the trampoline. And I actually just don't look now because it looks so dangerous what they're doing.
Oh, what they're doing out there, yeah.
Because it's almost like a ring and they're just like fighting, rolling around. And I think, oh, it's just best I don't look.
Yeah, it's not to know.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of wish I had a brother. Obviously, I've got a sister. It's great. But I do miss, I feel like I watch them and I think I didn't have that dynamic of like walking past someone and be able to punch them and it being all right.
or having that like teammate. Like sometimes I'll speak to mums or people like on Instagram will message me and say, oh, you know, I've just found out I'm having another boy. They're like a bit devastated or, you know, depending on
number favorite topic of mine.
How it is. Sure. But I always say like they will have a playmate for life. And it's so nice now that they are old enough to have a kickabout together.
Yeah.
And like they can just go out there and they've got this like built-in playmate. Or when we go on holiday, I think, you know, we don't really even need to worry that there'll be loads of other kids there. Like they've got built-in friends as well. Yeah. As much as they kill each other, they do love each other.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
As well.
I do have one question for you.
Oh, God, what?
This just made me think.
What?
Do you wish you had a girl?
Oh, what? Surely we should do this. I, do you know, I've never been asked that question.
Really? Oh, that surprises me. Being a mother of three boys, I thought you'd get asked each and every day.
If I had a pound for every time I've been asked that,
we wouldn't be doing this.
I'd be a millionaire.
Well, yeah. You're not a millionaire.
Do you know what, though? I always say to people, like, I just love babies. Don't I? It really didn't matter to me whether it was like a boy baby or a girl baby. I just love a baby. So I don't feel like I'm missing out. I really hope, you know, one day if they have girlfriends or whatever, that I might be able to like go shopping with them or like hang out with them.
Yeah.
Do you think?
I'll let you.
Surely one out of the three will like me. Maybe.
We'll find out. 20 years time. See.
Check. Wait, still time to have a girl doll.
Whoa.
I'm only 41.
I thought you didn't want one. I thought you wanted to be mum of boys.
No, I mean, if you want a girl, we can go.
I've got
again.
My girl.
Kiki. Oh, yeah. Sorry. We've got Kiki, our dog.
Okay. So that takes us on to our third topic, the bonding and the sweet moments.
Yes.
We've searched high and low to find some sweet moments.
Stop.
I'm joking.
They do love each other.
Yeah.
They
don't realize it, but they've got a special bond because they obviously spend all of their life together up until now, been on a lot of holidays together, which is obviously our favorite thing to do.
Mm.
You can just tell they have got each other's backs. And when we do go on holiday and they make friends, you know what I mean? You can see it between them, do you know what I mean? They're proud of each other and they big up their brothers and stuff.
Yeah.
And their achievements.
Mm-hmm. They are really sweet together. And I think when they were younger as well, I remember thinking, how can we make them like best friends and like what can we do?
Yeah.
And I think some of the things we did were like not even on purpose, but from a young age, like they would care for each other.
Yeah.
And I think it was a combination of we're three under 5 years old.
Yeah.
And like you at work, all my family live in Canada. And sometimes if I was at home with the three of them, like I would just say to Fraser, like, can you get me a nappy for the baby?
Yeah, can you
help me bath him?
Yeah.
Can you go and get him a yogurt? Can you? Like, we would almost like get them to start caring for each other from a young age.
Yeah.
And I think that is like quite helpful. And then also I was so mindful because when I had my first, I was just so obsessed with him and I just loved him so much. And when you do get pregnant with the second, you feel guilty like immediately. Yeah, you're like, this is going to take away from the first. So I read loads of books and
because no one gets the whole dynamics, as people will say, oh, like your kids are so different. It's like it's impossible to parent your kids all the same because the dynamics is always going to be different, right? So like that first one, like you say, you had the guilt when you got pregnant the second, like no one got the attention like our first eldest child did. The other two, they never had that. Obviously they'd have had a couple of days here and there where they just got your attention, but generally there was always others around. So you're gonna shape them differently. It's like a bit of an experiment, isn't it, with children?
See who turns out the best.
I mean, we should have known that there was something between our second and third child, because when baby was born, when Jackson was born, the third child, and Caleb met him within an hour, didn't he? Obviously coming back from that party, and we'd got a gift from the baby, from Jackson to his older brothers. What did Fraser get?
So Jackson brought lightsabers for Fraser.
That's it, yeah.
And he brought Caleb hog hands.
Yeah.
That they basically chose these gifts that they wanted the baby in my tummy to bring.
Yeah.
And so we had them wrapped, didn't we, ready to go for when the baby came.
Because we knew that the newborn was going to be a bit of a not a disappointment, but for them it'd be like, oh, this is my new brother, but he can't do anything. He's literally going to be brand new baby.
Yeah, it is like that, yeah.
Yeah, but to be fair, they were really
excited.
Caleb probably adored him, not more than Fraser, but Caleb
was
really drawn to the baby.
Well, Fraser probably that I've seen this before.
Yeah, exactly. Been there, done that. Yeah, and Caleb's present was this giant, incredible Hulk hand.
Yeah.
And we've got footage of him.
He's probably like 2 hours old.
Yeah, and he's literally just gives him a little jab,
Caleb,
the baby.
Caleb puts the Hulk hands on and jabs the baby's like newborn head.
Yeah, like not hard, but just like he's just letting him know, like, yeah, you
but
might
But where
be...
it's on video and they've seen it.
Oh, they think it's brilliant.
Jackson talks about it. He's like, oh, you know, he hit me with his Hulk hands the minute I was born.
Yeah, from then on.
It's like baptism of fire.
It's
like
fire.
Welcome to our house. But I was going to say, when I read those books, worried about the second, it would say things like they can get jealous of moments like breastfeeding.
Okay.
So when I was breastfeeding the second baby, I made it all about the first.
Yeah.
So I had this like basket that had stories in it and toys and like special things to do while I couldn't move. So I could like read a story, play with Play-Doh and things. So then the breastfeeding time just became all about the first.
Yeah.
Whereas I think otherwise he might get a bit jealous. Like she's spending another 40 minutes just sat there and she can't play with me.
Yeah.
So yeah. Another good bit of advice is for you and your partner to be like united when it comes to discipline and stuff in front of the kids, at least, even if you argue.
Yeah, it's easier said than done, but... Yeah. I think if you can, if you can have a moment away from the kids, because even if it's something you disagree on, like, I don't know, if they're arguing about something and you've got one version or you're on one kid's side and I'm on the other, who's right or wrong?
Mm-hmm.
I think you just need to be a team.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe discuss, I don't know, before, like when it comes to disciplining.
Yeah,
you know,
or if
this
you
is...
tell them, look, I'm going to lose. I often say to you, I'm just going to have to lose it because like they're not listening to us.
Yeah.
You know, when dad loses it, that's it. But then I remember my mum, she didn't do it much, but like a couple of times she would lose it and she would actually have a tantrum.
Yeah.
And like...
My mum would like, I think all parents like were just people and they snapped.
Yeah, but it got you though. You was like, okay, right, I've pushed her too far now.
Well,
then that was
them.
Me and my sister arguing and then that pushed her over the edge and you was like, okay, you can have the volume on the take that video.
It was something I used to do when the kids were little, was like take myself off for like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
And it would scare them more than anything.
Yeah.
Like they would be like, oh my God. Like,
because if you do something they've not seen before,
we've literally
not
broken her. Like she can't even say anything. You just walk off to the bathroom and breathe. I'd be like, and then it would make them so worried as well.
Yeah. I think I've tried to cry before, but I just can't make myself.
Well, there's been a few times where I want to appear on this united front with you, but then you're saying something that's actually really going to screw me over. So you're like, right, no iPad for 2 weeks. And I'm like, no, like we need a little
no
tiny
eating
bit
for 3 days.
Yeah. And you're like, yeah, that's right. And you're like, please don't
what
do
we
that.
What are we going to do tonight when I've got one in the bath and you're at football training and one in the other and I need him to just shut up.
Yeah, now I've got to like stick with this rule that you've just set.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, no, that's all right.
And then probably our last bit of advice, I'd say, for sibling rivalry. For us, we've got three and we actually find, obviously you can't do this all the time.
No.
But if you're having a real struggle, is we get another person around. So we get a friend, a cousin.
Yeah.
Anyone.
It's funny how if you throw another one in the mix, everyone gets on.
Yeah.
It's like you've gone from all hating each other.
But
then
you change the dynamics again. Yes, yeah, so weird. Like literally 10 minutes ago, they were wanting to kill each other. And then you add a friend round, a cousin round, and like they're playing nicely with the cousin. They're running around. Like they play with toys they don't play with.
They're doing
with.
Hide and seek. And
yeah, like
having
our kids,
a great time.
They do so many things when other people hear them. We're like, you know that toy's always been here. Like you've never touched it until
so
they
true.
Come round. And they want to go outside more when they've got someone around. Should we go outside?
Yeah.
Like, you've got two brothers who want to play. Like you could go out there anytime. But yeah, chuck in someone else in the mix and like it does give you a break.
Like, it's like the novelty.
I actually find four easier than two. Do you know what I mean? If we have a fourth person round, I know what you're going to say. You wanted two kids.
Well, I should have four then. No, but it's funny because we invite kids around quite often. Like we let them have people over to play. And mum's always like, oh, thank you so much for having them again. And I think, are you kidding me?
Yeah,
like, that was two hours of childcare.
Yeah, it does.
Like, your kid is looking after my kid.
Yeah.
Like, this is great.
Yeah.
And actually, in lockdown, I really missed that we couldn't invite, you know, cousins over or anyone over because it just makes them get on so well.
Yeah, we had to do Joe Wicks. Like, it'd just been easier just to get a friend around.
Yeah.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And next up, we have Matt's Moan, where I moan.
Yes.
Basically.
But you moan all the time.
Yeah, I know, so but I know we've designated a section to this and I come up with one really dirty moan. This week, probably going to put a few noses out of joint.
Oh, God, is that a saying? Here we go. I'm going to have to edit this out.
Is that a saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. Why do they say that? Noses out of joint.
It's like a boxer you've been punched. Punches your nose.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess it's a little bit controversial, and it's an opinion I have.
Well, just do it. Like, why are you teasing us?
My moan this week is parents.
Mm.
Parents. So
yeah, plural.
When two parents take their child to a shopping centre late at night.
Yeah.
Like, we're talking like 9, 10 o'clock.
Mm.
And there's probably the odd occasion where there's a reason why both parents need to be there.
Mm.
But that aside, the ones that go shopping and then their kids kick off when they're in the shopping centre. So I've seen this a few times because we're of that age where, we obviously just, if we do go shopping, we go late at night on our own.
Yeah.
The other ones at home with the kids.
The kids are in bed. Yeah. And,
And I know various circumstances can mean you might have to go, but I don't think both parents do need to go.
Yeah.
And you see the kids kick off and then they're having a go at their children, like getting that pram.
And it's like, they're so tired.
Yeah, that's what it is. The kids are knackered and like we've thrived on having a routine, maybe a bit too much. So obviously, like when they were younger, we were saying like, obviously, whatever.
No, but then
that worked for us.
Yeah.
But yeah, it just gets my back up. I think like, no, that child just wants to be at home in bed. One of you could be shopping because like usually they're in a shopping centre. It's not like they're in the supermarket and they're trying to feed their children. They're just going to look at
FaceTime them.
On special in River Island. Do you know what I mean?
It's like, you could FaceTime them. Do you like this?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, yeah, it just baffles me. Like,
no, it does get to you sometimes because I think once your mum had the kids and we went night shopping and we were...
Yeah, we were like, obviously, we've got the privilege of having a parent have a kid. But if there's two parents there, I'm assuming one of them can be at home with the children.
Yeah, no. We made it a bit of a date and there was kids kicking off in like Primark. And then some kids like still in their school uniform and it's like 9 o'clock at night and they're just exhausted.
Yeah.
And you think, oh, like, I don't know.
They just want a bath and bed.
Yeah. I mean, maybe they're jet lagged or in a different country.
They stop making excuses. That's my moan.
Yeah.
I'm not going to stop people doing it.
I mean, let's face it, kids don't want to go shopping at the best of times, like in the morning, in the daytime.
No, exactly. Nor do I.
Never. So like
with you.
Taking a tired child shopping isn't probably the one.
Yeah. Mm. So if I see you at Lakeside next week.
You say, get that kid to bed.
Yeah. That's my moan.
Yeah, I think that's actually a fair moan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like my moan.
I'm going to, well. I'm numb to all the moans.
Moana.
And then I thought we could share some sibling stories because there's some really famous siblings as well. And when I think of sibling rivalry, I don't think you can get any more than the Gallagher brothers.
Yeah. I thought you might say that.
Yeah.
That's a classic one, isn't it?
It's just like.
That's just crazy as well. Like
another level.
To have two sons. Mm. Have they got any other siblings? Is it just
I have no idea. Actually, I think they've got a sister.
Okay.
I don't know.
Yeah. We'll have to Google it. Two sons, two children. So musically talented to then be in a band.
Yeah.
Like, I guess if your kids are musical, that's obviously your dream,
isn't it? Oh, you'd be so proud, wouldn't you?
But to then publicly fall out the way they did and then a criminal, really, to not make music for that long, considering they've supposedly written some of the greatest songs
so
since
brilliant.
The Beatles.
Mm. And obviously they're getting back together now.
Maybe that adds to it.
But I think no one knows how to wind you up as much as your sibling. No. So they obviously got to a point, like apparently Liam once brought a group of people into the studio just to mock Noel.
Wow.
And then Noel would retaliate by quitting the band several times. Apparently he left the band several times.
You can believe it though, can't you? Just from when you see them in interviews, do you know what I mean? The way they talk about each other.
Yeah.
It is proper sibling talk.
Yeah. Whereas if they weren't siblings, they could look at this like, okay, let's just make music. It's an amazing business. Yeah. Look at it logically.
The contract, yeah.
But they can't because...
Can't get past it.
They're brothers.
No.
And there's a few other stories as well.
It's like publicly playing Monopoly. Me and my sister used to argue so much about it. Oh, she used to cheat so bad.
Get loads of arguments.
Nothing got you up more than got you rolled up than a game of Monopoly with your sibling.
Yeah.
Hiding money under the board. Genius.
Yeah. But there's another story about the Olbrecht brothers, who are the brothers that created Aldi. So their mother actually left them. Like they're from Germany and their mother left them a small grocery store.
Yeah.
So they started running that and they really, you know, made it into a major discount supermarket chain, made it what it is now.
So that
Aldi.
Started as Aldi. Yeah.
Yeah. So they both were running this Aldi, you know, the Aldi supermarkets in Germany. And then they had a huge falling out.
Over Monopoly?
No, about whether or not they should sell cigarettes. In the supermarket, one thought this is going to be great for business.
Yeah.
And the other one was really set against it and was like, we are not selling cigarettes. So they ended up splitting the supermarkets.
I bet neither of them sell them now, though, do they?
I have no
idea. After all that, I bet they don't. They probably
can't. I'm not sure. But they literally split the supermarkets. So one then ran Aldi North. Yeah. So they got the ones up north, the north.
Yeah.
And then one ran Aldi South.
Yeah.
But while all this was happening, because I actually thought one owned Aldi and one owned Lidl, but that's not the case. So they still split the stores. It's apparently still like that in Germany.
Oh, they still
they own one part and then whatever. And then I don't know what they do around the world. But while all this falling out was happening and they were splitting those supermarkets, it's like some opportunist was like, I'm going to make Lidl based on the whole Aldi model and be their biggest competitor. So that's what's happened.
Oh.
So while they were like messing around, someone was like building the same thing.
Yeah. Obviously, the Chinese whispers were that it was two brothers, wasn't it?
That's what I thought, that actually one then had Aldi and one started Lidl.
That just shows you like they're falling out, but they've stayed in business because they know it's good for each other. Your sibling relationship is just like
but you
no
would
other.
Have thought like something as small as selling cigarettes could be resolved.
Yeah.
Like we're either going to sell them or not.
Yeah,
just don't sell them, or like especially if like you feel that strongly about the health side of things. But it obviously escalated to a point where it was just like, you know, we can't.
But then they've obviously got past the point of making money. It's obviously so profitable now. It's like,
Yeah. But then I think as well, there's so many siblings that have done really well in sport.
Yeah.
And it's probably because at home, they're so super competitive. Like you think of like Venus and Serena,
same
Williams.
Genes, right?
Well, and they've got the same genes. Yeah. But then I also think you know, it probably pushes you to this competitive level. Like, you want to impress mom and dad, you want to beat your sibling.
Yeah.
So it probably also like spurs them on to be
we'll
like
Serena and Venus, obviously, with the tennis.
Yeah. So Venus won 7 Grand Slam titles. And obviously, Serena's the younger one. And then she smashed it and she's won 23.
You've done all right.
Yeah. But I think, you know, maybe she's grown up watching Venus and be successful. And then she was like,
well, yes, the story, isn't it? Right?
Yeah. Like, watch this.
Yeah.
Like, I can smash this.
It must be hard to manage as a parent because obviously,
yeah.
Well, he's obviously their coach.
Well, he like planned it all, didn't he, from that film? Like, if you've seen the film of the Williams father, it's amazing, really, what he did. And then also, there is this sibling story which just made me cry. And if you haven't seen it, you've got to go and watch it on YouTube because it is just amazing. It's the Brownlee brothers.
Yep.
And I feel like if you live in the UK, you may have heard of it or seen it on social media. But it was the most amazing thing because basically there's these two brothers, the Brownlee brothers, and they're British triathletes and they dominate the sport. They're just amazing at it. And in the 2016 World Triathlon Series, there was like a grand final in Mexico. And one of the brothers, Johnny, had to win this race to be the overall world champion, whatever.
Yeah.
And the other brother had to come third, or there was, you know, some reason why. But obviously, Mexico's really, really hot to run in, and he trained for it and everything, but it got to the point where his whole body just overheated and like he had heat exhaustion and was just like 100 meters from the line, and he just, you can see he just loses where he is. He can't see, like his legs just go.
Given everything.
Yeah. And his brother was, you know, 10 seconds behind him and was seeing him sort of struggle throughout the race, and he just grabs his brother, doesn't
Checks
he
him over the line.
And just like carries him to the line,
that
pushes him over first and
but that is he's not seen an athlete, he's not seen his rival, he's literally just seen his brother, hasn't he, like on his last legs.
It makes me emotional even now, because if you watch the interviews, he's like, I just saw my brother and was like, he needs medical attention, because apparently the brother that actually picked him up as well, has had heat exhaustion before.
So he
knows what it's like. He had it in 2010. And he said that he doesn't even remember the last 10 minutes of the race. Or something. He was so
out of it.
Yeah. So he just was like, my brother needs medical attention. But then he said, as he was running the last 100 meters carrying him, he was like, oh, maybe if I push him over the line first, he might still get the world title.
Because
he's probably thinking one of us can get it. So he pushes him over, but it's so emotional and it's amazing. Yeah. But then also in one of the interviews, they asked Johnny, you know, would you do that for Alistair?
Yeah.
And he said, well, in 2010, I actually saw it happening to him and I just ran past him. It's like,
so that is proper brothers.
It's like our boys.
But
like,
then he'll always have that over him, won't he? The one that did it. He'd be like, well, like, at least I've got it in me to...
Yeah, to be that. So maybe that's also his personality.
Probably feels really guilty.
But then also because that one has actually experienced heat exhaustion, maybe he knew that is so awful.
Yeah,
I've got to grab him or whatever. But
you never
just
forgive yourself.
That.
You'd run past him and he ended up dying, or, do you know what I mean? Or being in a bad way. You'd be like, oh my God, I chose like this over that.
But like their parents must have been so proud when that happened.
Yeah.
Like it would be a dream if, you know, when the boys are older and they're adults or they leave home for the first time and they're like, oh, I'm just going to get a flat with Caleb I'm going to live with them, or, you know, like just go out, I'm going to go out clubbing tonight with my brother
or... whatever they do by then.
Whatever the thing is.
I'm going to go online with my brother.
I'm going to go to the gym and paddleboard. What do they call it?
Paddleboard.
Pickleball.
Pickleball. Paddle. You just want them to be close, don't you?
Yeah, and, you do.
Because
really,
you can't make it happen, but you can persuade it. And just...
I often say to them, like, when mummy and daddy are gone, you're going to have each other. So you've got to love each other. And they're just like, whatever, mum.
You're not going anywhere. It's like...
You never know. Yeah. Okay, so I think we've probably talked for long enough now.
Yeah. It has made me want to like go and have an argument with my sister though.
Yeah, it's got like, you in the mood.
Just like ready for it.
Just going to call her
and then I'll
have
be
an
nice.
Argument.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. But thank you so much for listening to this episode of the podcast. We really hope you enjoyed it. We would love to have any of your comments down below, wherever you're listening to this, or if you're watching us on YouTube, feel free to subscribe because we're going to post them all on YouTube, or follow us wherever you listen to your podcast. We would love you to rate it, review it, all the things if you feel generous. And we can't wait to see you in our episode next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Did you know that many products for pregnant women do not have their own clinical trials for safety or efficacy? That's because pregnant women are often excluded from clinical studies. Ritual is aiming to set a new standard with their essential prenatal multivitamin. It's the number one best-selling prenatal and the only leading prenatal backed by its own human clinical trial. Essential Prenatal is proven to deliver key nutrients, including folate, biotin, and vitamin D during pregnancy. Moms taking Essential Prenatal had a lower overall cortisol level during pregnancy than those taking a leading prenatal. Plus, it's designed to be gentle on the stomach. Ritual doesn't just have your back. They have the receipts. Get 25% off at ritual.com/clinical. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.